This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Captain's America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Monday Morning Edition. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast on my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Not everybody working on a third watch, especially the over-the-road truck drivers. Thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now from California IA, it's the professor of politics himself, Kyle Warren. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words under God, our great country, was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, the Biden administration is all upset, and they've been alarmed, because satellite images are revealing Russia's military activity along the Ukrainian border in a place where they're not supposed to be building up troops. And not only are they building up troops, they're building up tanks, they're building up artillery, they're building up everything else, material, ammo, looks like the whole nine yards, to possibly launch an offensive against the Ukraine.
Yes, this is a major, major development, Captain. And, of course, we remember what happened back during the Obama administration vis-a-vis Russia and Ukraine. But, you know, the tensions have been building up, we know. We know that there has been talk lately of Ukraine and possibly even Georgia joining up with NATO. And so forth. So Vladimir Putin obviously is willing to make some kind of move here, it would seem. And if he does, it's going to be very, very bad. There's just no doubt about it. We don't know how exactly the Biden administration would react in a real way if this actually occurs. They can say what they want at this point, but we got to see the proof will be in the pudding.
Now, your friendly neighborhood congressman out there in California, Adam Schiff, said,
the gift that keeps on giving.
Yeah, said, and I quote, "I don't regret hyping the discredited Steele dossier."
Well, that's right. Well, of course not, because he would have to say, "Oh my gosh, they duped me the same way that those radio hosts duped him into thinking that they were Russians, and they called him up and they had the quote compromise on Trump and all this stuff." And, you know, he was really played for a fool. But Schiff, of course, you know, he's tried to really make a name for himself, but unfortunately in many cases comes off as being, you know, kind of silly but dangerous, as it were. He's going to keep this thing going. He even ran into some resistance on The View, of all places, because of the fact that he wants to keep this thing going or doesn't want to take responsibility for it.
Now, Steve Bannon is headed to D.C. today to turn himself in for being indicted for the criminal contempt of Congress, right?
Yes, that's true.
And Mark Meadows yesterday announced that the Democrats were desperate to keep focus on January 6th. As he repeated once again, Kyle, he will not testify before their committee, citing executive privilege. And I think he's testing them because we know Donald Trump is. That's yet to be decided by a court, which is in the process of being decided. So we'll see where that goes.
Well, that's right. Well, that's how our system operates, by the way. It's not simply the Democrats call you in on the carpet and you have no choice. There are these things about executive privilege, which protects any president, Republican or Democrat, especially even after they've left office. So it has to work its way through the system. It has to be decided properly. But what the Democrats are trying to do, as he's saying, is to keep that focus on January the 6th, because that's probably going to be one of the only narratives they have, Captain, to try to sway votes as we come up to 2022. But it's going to fall apart.
Now, the U.S. Roman Catholic bishops are meeting this week to revisit whether or not President Joe Biden's support for abortion rights should disqualify him from receiving communion.
That's right. It's a very, very sensitive question, and I know the Pope has weighed in on something like this already, but it would seem to be quite reasonable for church leaders to call out what is distinctly against church doctrine. They have every right to do that. And the president himself saying that he's personally opposed to abortion, but yet continues to fight in the public square to keep it going, is a real dichotomy. And so we will see where this goes, but there's going to be people on both sides of the issue whether or not he could receive communion in the Catholic Church.
Yeah, and by the way, I'm going to tease what we're going to be doing when we come back from the break here, because, folks, Charles Chucky Boy Schumer has got a solution as to how we can solve this high gasoline price problem. And, of course, Jen Psaki chimed in yesterday talking about what it is that we can do to help things out. She's got it all solved, too. So wait till you hear these two clowns and what they had to say, and I'm sure it's going to make everybody feel a lot better. Right, Kyle?
Well, that's right. And the solutions are no solutions. They're not really giving us...
The solutions make the problem even worse.
No kidding.
But we're going to tell you what they're saying, and there's people, I swear, that are along the line going, oh, yes, that's a great idea. Oh, yes, that's just so wonderful, when they don't know what the hell they're talking about. All right, we'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now, so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text GOLD to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's Shop, S-H-O-P, Super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's ShopSuperTea.com at 818-984-6100.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnight. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Alrighty, welcome back everybody to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the aforementioned Captain. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at MyPillow, MyPillow.com. Now, I will be talking to Dawn today, probably. I don't think I'll be talking to Mike Lindell, but I'll be talking to Dawn today at MyPillow.com. And that's when I usually ask them if there's anything going on that they want me to talk about or this, that, and the other, because sometimes they do have something really hot that they want me to tell you about. You heard me do that before. But right now, here's where I'm at. Go to the website, MyPillow.com. Take a look at everything they've got there on the homepage first. And remember, all the prices there say, with your promo code, the price is. The promo code that you need is the word Captain. That's it, period. Nothing else, Captain. Now, you'll also see a glorified logo link with a big box on it. It looks like a gate key that says Radio Listener Specials. Well, if you click on that, it's going to open up 24 to 30 items that are going to be even lower priced than what you're seeing on the homepage. And these are going to be the things that they're pushing, selling. Again, it'll say price with your promo code. Promo code is always going to be Captain. Very simple. MyPillow.com, promo code Captain. Now, if you don't want to use the computer to put in all your information, your credit card info and all that stuff, then you can call them on the phone at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. You'll get a live person. You'll be able to talk to them, ask them any questions, whatever it is you want to do. Again, MyPillow.com, promo code Captain. Telephone number 800-641-5459. Go over there and check them out. MyPillow.com, promo code Captain. All right, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
And you're saving lots of money because you're buying your Christmas presents there now.
That's right.
All right. We're going to solve the world's problems with Chucky Boy Schumer and Jen Psaki because they got the oil situation all clear, all straightened out. You ready?
Yep.
Charles Chucky Boy Schumer says Joe Biden should tap the oil reserves to lower gasoline prices. How well does that work?
It doesn't work at all. Number one, short term.
Oh, no. Au contraire. It will work for 2 to 3 cents a gallon, period.
Exactly what I was going to say. Mm-hmm. Exactly. So it's something that looks like you're doing something, but it doesn't have an overall effect that would be far-reaching or any kind of permanent solution. And guess what? People don't want gas prices to go down 2 or 3 cents. They want gas prices to go down significantly. The only way that you're ever going to get to that, Captain, is having a much larger supply that will effectively bring the price down, just like we saw under the Trump administration. And I think that Charles Schumer is demonstrating a fundamental misunderstanding of what the Strategic Petroleum Reserve is really there for, and even its impact of what he's even suggesting.
Well, Charles Chicky Boy Schumer doesn't really care about you or me or anybody else, but I will tell you this. The wholesale price of gasoline and diesel is holding pretty steady. The price of oil went down 80 cents a barrel. West Texas crude to $80.79. Brent crude went down 70 cents to $82.17. The futures of a barrel of oil a year later are still up at $92. Remember, Iran is trying for that $100 mark. But here's where you know you're in for a doozy. You ready?
Yep.
Jen Psaki's latest thoughts on gas prices are just absolutely horrible. You want to talk about demsplaining? This is demsplaining. Here's what she said. Our view is that the rise in gas prices over the long term makes an even stronger case for doubling down our investment and focus on clean energy options. And then she added, that includes electric cars, and it includes solar panels, and it includes other green energy devices.
Well, you know, there is emission-specific energy, alternative energy applications. But, Captain, in her statement, our view is the rise in gas prices over the long term, as you mentioned. But it was President Biden who came into office and pretty much on day one said, we're going to get rid of the Keystone XL pipeline. We're not going to drill. We're not going to allow drilling on federal lands, et cetera, et cetera. They're the ones that actually caused
the problem. They created the problem.
Exactly. They caused this problem. And now they're acting as if it just sort of came out of the blue somewhere someday, and where it's all afflicting us. And so now the only way to help this affliction is to the alternative energy.
And then you've got Mayor Pete Butthead, you know, the Secretary of Transportation, who's out there saying that one inflation fix is to pass Biden's infrastructure plan, which is nothing more than massive government spending, unlike the likes we've seen, and we don't even know what the hell's in that bill.
Well, see, that is part. That is, I hate to say, the party line. The party line is all problems lead to the Build Back Better bill. All problems lead there, and we will solve everything simply by doing it. Folks, it's another bait and switch. It's another pie in the sky. It's another thing from the Democrats, which are trying to get you to believe that if you just give them, not in this case a little more, but a lot more power and a lot more taxes and all the stuff, that they're gonna fix everything. Mm-hmm. It's not going to happen.
I want everybody to understand what I'm about to say here and pay attention. They believe, they being the Democrats, that higher gas prices, which are directly attributable to Biden's policies, are somehow a justification for doubling down on investment. In other words, your tax dollars on clean energy, the options there, except the cleanest and most efficient way to go, which is nuclear. So we aren't dependent upon foreign oil, which we already weren't when they came into office, because Donald Trump made sure of that.
We weren't dependent on foreign oil, which had a couple of really great effects, Captain. Number one, the overall effect on the prices, but number two, on foreign policy, especially where it regards the Middle East and Israel.
And if they think we're stupid enough to fall for this, then you're stupid. Shame on you. You fools out there that are going to vote for these people, shame on you. They have destroyed the gasoline prices and the abundance and the cheapness that we had when Donald Trump was around. It was $1.89 a gallon the day that Joe Biden got sworn in my backyard. That's what it was, Kyle.
Yeah, but you see, Democrats can't have that.
No, hell no.
They can't have that because it means that you don't need them to pass a big bill that raises your taxes.
No. Now let's go to former Georgia Congressman Doug Collins, who I don't know what he's going to run for. He may be running for something. I'd love to see him run for Senate and go up against that idiot there, that whatever the hell his name is, the quote, the reverend, who's no more of a reverend than a man in the moon. But anyway, Hillary started the Russia hoax, is what he said, to cover her email scandal. Well, duh.
Well, that certainly, I think, could be a very large component of it, and obviously they got really surprised. They underestimated the country, and the country went in really the right direction, and knowing that electing Donald Trump at that time was the best thing that we could do to stop what they saw what was happening under the Obama-Biden administration, for example. And Hillary, of course, she wants to cover her tracks as much as possible.
And there's more trouble for the Dems coming. There's polls all over the country, that are revealing just how damaging the inflation surge has been and what's in store for the Democrats in 2022. And I'm talking about all over the country.
Well, that's right. But this is exactly why they have to flip the narrative to from we caused
January 6th.
That's right. But the narrative of we caused, or the reality of we caused this inflation to, inflation came upon us, we know not where from. So now we have to do this. And so they're going to try to literally weasel their way out of this.
Well, we're getting very close to being able to prove that they caused January 6th by opening the doors on the Capitol to allow the people in.
If you had an investigation in this country that wasn't simply political, more and more people would find out about this kind of thing. That's
right. Yep. And they tried to create the illusion that things were going on, but the things that were going on weren't with the Trump people. By the way, Virginia's Lieutenant Governor-elect Winsome Sears, who I think is fantastic, says voters are tired of the black versus white. They've had enough. Time to stop.
Well, amen to that, Lieutenant Governor-elect Winsome Sears. Amen to that. Again, that is one of the narratives that is brought out. They try to get people, these are the Democrat Party elite, not rank and file, Democrat Party elite. They try to get people at each other's throats, Captain. They've been largely successful in doing that, unfortunately.
All MSNBC does all day and all night is talk about racism.
Well, sure.
That's all they do.
Because they believe that that is the best way to make everybody go berserk and cause chaos.
And I don't watch them, but I see the reports on the internet that are coming out, and so-and-so said such and such and this, that, and the other, and all that stuff, and every now and then I'll have a little clip about what they said. All right, hold that thought, folks. We're coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. It's a great day in the neighborhood. Very cool where I'm at. I hope it's warmer where you're at. I've got 52 degrees right now. Where's that? Oh, that's up in Newport Richey. All right, 53 degrees here in my backyard. All right, I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Biden is returning to the White House after a weekend away at Camp David, and tomorrow he's going to have a busy Monday. The president expected to sign the $1 trillion bipartisan infrastructure bill recently passed by Congress. And then tomorrow evening, President Biden is to have a virtual summit the first ever bilateral meeting he'll be having with the Chinese President Xi Jinping. Investigators are reportedly telling the Daughtry family that the death of their eldest daughter was a homicide. Sources close to the family also telling TMZ that her boyfriend, Bobby Jolly, was taken into custody in Tennessee, police not revealing any details about the arrest or even whether he's a suspect in the death of the 25-year-old woman, who's the daughter of Chris Daughtry, the founder of the band Daughtry, following his American Idol stardom.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com. Or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce. Heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
All right, thank you very much, Frank Salvato. He'll be around hour number 4, so you want to hear what he has to say. And this portion of the program, my conversation with Kyle Warren, is brought to you by our friends over at Relief Factor. Now, remember, Relief Factor is part of my daily regimen. I take it because of the swelling and the inflammation I have in my left ankle, foot, which also, by the way, the pain associated with that will go right up to my knee, my hip, into my back, my shoulder, my wrist that I've got arthritis in. It takes care of it because it's all natural, and the ingredients, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 help to stop the response to inflammation by helping the body go after whatever the problem is. And it will lower or eliminate pain associated with whatever the problem is you've got going on. And in many times, it'll take care of more than one area of pain. It has for me. Now, it's 100% drug-free. It also is 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins, all good for your body. Now, it supports the healthy joints and muscles, it helps the healing process, and all it costs is $19.95 to start with the 3-week quick start. $19.95 with the 3-week quick start. You get that by going to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. And Kyle, all you have to lose is pain, right?
That's exactly right.
All righty, and I keep running into people just about everywhere I go that are taking that and telling me thank you very much. So over the weekend, I saw them too. Now, here we go again. The FBI confirmed a hack was sent to more than 100,000 or were sent more than 100,000 fake emails to people that had the FBI email.
Yes, we did hear about that, and I believe they shut down some of their hardware over the weekend as a result of that. They identified about 100,000 addresses that would have received the emails, basically. But we understand that this did not go further into the FBI, as far as we know, in terms of their corporate networks.
Now, retailers have lost their love for Asia. I'll explain. With the snarled supply chains and now a record number of ships again sitting off the coast of California, the snarled supply chains have forced manufacturing to move out of Asia and head for the Balkans and Latin America.
Well, the ramifications of this obviously are big, and it's not something that you can simply fix by saying we're going to run 24/7 and this kind of thing. So once again, another crisis, Captain, going on. The Biden administration seems either ill-equipped or doesn't really want to take real steps to fix.
Did you hear about the Oklahoma National Guard?
What about them?
They have said they will not embrace the commanding general. They just had a change of command, and the new commanding general has said they will not embrace President Biden or the DOD's vaccine mandate. Their people will not be required to have to get the vaccine.
Well, and they are part of the state's National Guard, it would seem. So, yes, this is quite a big development.
And the DOD promptly announced they were coming to visit the boys in Oklahoma.
Yes, they did. They did. But across the board, Captain, you see not only in this case, this is a very large example, but you see the police, you see the first responders, firefighters, and so forth, medical staff also pushing back against this. President Biden may find out pretty soon that he's losing, or he's fighting a losing battle, if only for his perception among the population in the U.S.
Well, somebody asked me if they would disband the Oklahoma National Guard over this, and I said, well, maybe, because Oklahoma is one of those states that has a state militia.
Right, right.
Which is different than the Guard.
Right, that's right. But the sentiment would be similar to Joe Biden saying about the first responders, saying, well, they should be fired.
Yeah. Now, Texas Governor Greg Abbott has every right to issue a ban against the Biden vaccine mandate, so says his attorney general. And in the meantime, the governor in Tennessee just signed a COVID-19 vaccine mandate. Don't want it here, ain't going to get it here, Bill.
Brings up the old issue of states' rights.
I told you.
Yeah, and whether or not the states in the United States can push back effectively.
State sovereignty.
That's right.
About to find out.
That's right. Can they push back against the overriding authority of the federal government? And in this case, I think that they have a very, very good case.
Now, to the truck drivers that are out there, one of the underlying long-term issues behind some of the supply chain issues is the claim that there's a shortage of truck drivers. The American Trucking Association said the trucking industry is short more than 80,000 drivers, which is one of the reasons for delays across the country. So you would think if that's an issue, you would want to do what you could to encourage more people to be involved in the industry. That would seem to be a logical response, right, Kyle?
Right, right.
Well, yesterday, MSNBC's Tiffany Cross, while professing to want to encourage more people of color to become drivers, also smeared the industry as being racist.
Well, that's right. I believe what were they talking about? It's really populated by white men or something
like
that.
And she said not only are they racist, the white men are bad drivers as well.
You know, I don't know what bubble some of these TV people are living in, but they're certainly all living in a bubble, and I don't know what their solution really even looks like.
Let me continue this because it gets worse, and the drivers are going to get madder when they hear this. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Trucking is an industry populated by a lot of white men over the age of 55, Cross said. This group of people overwhelmingly voted for Trump. Had to get that in here. Some people have talked about, aggressive truck drivers cutting them off or not being helpful. Okay, you knew that was coming. But There's always a reason for something. And by the way, if you get in the blind side of a truck and you're on the right side trying to pass somebody and they run you the hell off the road, it's your problem.
Well, that's right. I'll tell you, anybody who's seen Smokey the Bandit knows that.
No, you don't pass a truck on the right side. They can't see you.
Well, exactly right.
Jesus. Well, Marion Joseph.
But again, what they're trying to do is they're trying to create a problem where no real problem actually exists. Industries are now racist industries, incidentally.
Well,
and this
let me go on here, because Cross also cobbles all of that together. Racism, support for Trump, being bad drivers. Talk about a stereotype falsely being used to indict an industry. Is there anything that MSNBC will not try to make either about Trump or racism?
Well, no, because that's they believe that's their niche. That's their ratings. They don't have ratings bonanzas, by the way. They used to have that, I think, really under Trump, but they don't anymore. So they just keep doing this. They keep beating the old dead horse. It's so stupid.
Now, maybe she can feed this kind of crap to the liberals that watch MSNBC, but most Americans would reject the racist division she's pushing. You know why?
Why is that?
Because there's just as many Latinos as there are blacks, as there are whatever, Asians, as there are Indians, American Indians, as there are white people. When you add them all together, and by the way, the graph that they had showing the amounts of different drivers was more than 100%.
Wow.
So how'd that work out? But there's no doubt that the people, that there's a high percentage of white men in the trucking industry, no doubt at all. But there's people of many races, and women as well, something she fails to mention and perhaps doesn't even know about when she's pitching the stereotypes by saying, well, we need women as truck drivers. Yeah, we do. But what did I say in the first hour about that?
Yeah, you were saying it's a very taxing sort of a...
Why don't they want to do it?
Why is that?
Because they have to load the truck and unload the truck in many circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
You think a woman's going to do that?
Well, you know, I think what they're talking about on MSNBC begs the question, what czar is there going to be to count the number?
When you get hired as a truck driver, Kyle, you know what the first question is they ask you?
What's that?
Can you lift 75 pounds?
Interesting.
You know why?
Why is that?
What's a bag of fertilizer or flour weigh?
Approximately 75 pounds.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Because sometimes you got to load that stuff.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it doesn't always come on pallets. Okay, so, you know, you got to understand that driving a truck is not just driving a truck.
Well, exactly right. But I wonder if MSNBC is begging the question as to should there be a czar that says how many people of whatever ethnic or racial makeup can be in any industry at any one given time. I mean, what they're doing, Captain, is they're creating a new sort of segregation. They're creating a new racism of their own making. And it's ridiculously
okay,
dumb.
Let me finish it with this, because here comes the music. By the way, folks, Biden claimed he was going to improve the problem by having the ports of Los Angeles and Long Beach open 24-7. Biggest ports in the country. Guess what? They haven't opened 24-7. Thank you very much, Lion Joe Biden. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word gold to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text G-O-L-D to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word gold to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word gold to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text gold to 48542.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply nutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
She's a friend of mine.
Friday. That's Travis Tritt and the Eagles without Don Henry. Henley, and they're playing Take It Easy. Kyle, what'd you think?
I like that version very much.
Yeah, this is pretty good. As a matter of fact, all they're missing is Henley's voice, and other than that, they'd have what they'd have, but not too bad from where I was sitting. All righty, let me see here. Good morning, Godfather. Yeah, there's George. Good morning, Godfather. Hope you're doing well. Let's get to the weather. You take it for the West.
Well, thank you, Captain. We've got another atmospheric river event coming in, especially into the Pacific Northwest, especially the northwest part of Washington. It's definitely going to be there for your Monday morning commute in that area. There is a flash flood watch in effect there right now in Seattle, Washington. Looks like they're, again, predicting rain showers. It's about 57 degrees there right now. But as this continues to come in, we'll continue to see more of the rain in the Pacific Northwest region. And as it moves across Washington and into Idaho, Montana, and so forth, means that we're going to have a better chance of snow as well. So you definitely want to be prepared for that. We'll keep you advised on that. In California right now, Central California, we've got dense fog, and it's actually gotten a little bit bigger than we saw at first hour. Now it's coming from Redding. You're coming down Interstate 5 south of Redding. You're going to have that all the way from through Sacramento all the way down to Bakersfield. Likewise, from Bakersfield up through Fresno along California 99 up to Sacramento, you've definitely got that as well. So if you're trucking across either of those two highways, you got to be aware of that. We do have a lake wind advisory in Reno tonight as well, and also some high wind warnings in Laramie and near Cheyenne, Wyoming as well tonight, Captain.
Now, we do have an Alberta Clipper that's bringing snow across the upper Midwest and the Great Lakes. For example, the upper peninsula of Michigan right now, you're getting snow off both lakes. Northern Michigan, you're getting snow off Lake Michigan. Right around Erie, Pennsylvania, you're getting snow there coming off Lake Erie. And up in Watertown, New York, you're getting snow that way coming off Lake Ontario. The mountains of West Virginia tonight, you could have some excitement there on the West Virginia Turnpike because it's been snowing ever since it got dark. And 2, 3, 4, 5 inches, whatever it's going to be there, is just enough to make your drive up and down over a couple of those mountains exciting. So be advised of that. Now, cold temperatures, oh, yeah, all across the South. We've got a big, heavy frost warning right now in North Carolina from Fayetteville, North Carolina, all the way over to the shoreline to include Wilmington, North Carolina into this. And south down to the South Carolina line. Now, in the northern part of Georgia, right along the Georgia-Tennessee line and North Carolina line, right up in that quadrant, you've got a hard freeze warning up in there tonight. And you've got a heavy frost warning for the Atlanta area north, as well as pretty much all the way across I-20 towards Augusta. You're going to be in a hard frost advisory area. Now, that it also includes frost watches are in effect for the northern part of Alabama, Mississippi, about half the state of Arkansas, parts of along I-20 of Louisiana, and down here in Florida right now. I'm looking at, well, it warmed up a little bit. I'm looking at 53 degrees where I'm at, but temperatures tonight north of me, 35, 40 miles, will be down in the 40s, and about 50, 60, 70 miles north of me, they'll be in the 30s. So when Frank Silvato calls in from up there in the panhandle, I'm going to ask him what the temperature is, and we'll see what he tells me. But I'll tell you what, the weather tonight is definitely cold. It's going to be cold in the south for the next 2, maybe 3 days at the most before it really starts to warm up. And Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And that'll get you there.
That's right.
All right, and we look forward to talking to you tomorrow.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, thanks, Kyle. All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, everybody. We appreciate him very much. Now, we're going to go over and pick up Diane. Hello, Diane. We're going to go over and pick up Denise Simon. I just changed her name for her. Maybe she likes that name better. You like that name better?
No.
All right. Well, you can be Diane Corsi or something. But anyway, you know, the one that drops all the articles in there on us. All right. Let's talk about this young lad in this trial Where is this thing going to go, Rittenhouse? They got the National Guard standing by. They're expecting a lot of trouble. But I heard the prognosticators yesterday going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And even Nancy Grace last night, I happened to make the mistake of watching her, because you really don't know how she's going to handle anything.
I would never predict what a judge and jury are going to do on a case. We do know that the prosecutor offered up lesser charges in place of those initial charges, and that's kind of unfair to Rittenhouse, and to his lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know if those have been approved yet or not by this judge. So today should be rather interesting to see what kind of housekeeping items that will go on inside this courtroom before the case is turned over to a jury. Today was supposed to be the closing arguments, but I would say that there's some other items now that will come before those closing arguments. So I think it's too early to make any predictions.
And then we have our Florida state legislature just opening up a special session today, and I guess they're going to have some big sort of protest on the steps of the Capitol is what I heard. I don't know how true that is, but I guess we'll find out about when we find out about it.
I suppose.
So where's that going to go?
I don't know. I don't know what's on the legislative calendar. I do know that DeSantis has called for a special session to address a couple of things, most of which is to not allow any kind of federal vaccines. That's number one. Number two, I think that he's suggesting that any of OSHA cannot operate in the state because of these mandates.
Mm-hmm.
But there's some court cases, the court decisions that have come out since then, so we don't know where that necessarily stands. And the other thing is to forbid these Office of Refugee Resettlement organizations, private organizations working with them, with all the illegals that are being flown in here by the Biden administration, mostly the Jacksonville area, be stopped as well. So there's several things I think that could be on this legislative calendar, although I have not seen it.
Okay, hold that thought. We're coming right back with Denise Simon right after this break. And don't go anywhere, because you're going to want to hear the news. I'm sure there's a lot of stuff going on right now. And I'm watching something here. We'll see what's going on. But Chatsy, take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.